This call is being recorded.
Good morning and welcome to the Clear Victory with Jason Puppy. Happy Saturday. Who just joined the call? Good morning. Welcome to the call. Thank you so much for calling in. Good morning. Welcome to Declare Victory. This is Bubbly. Happy Saturday. Anybody else join the call? Good morning. Good morning. Welcome to Declare Victory. This is Bubbly. Happy Saturday. Who just joined the call?
Good morning. It's Renee.
Hey, good morning, peace and love. Good morning. Happy Saturday.
Happy Saturday, sunshine.
I think I heard another thing. Good morning. Welcome to the Clear Victory. This is Bubbly. Happy Saturday. Who just joined the call? Excuse me. Well, welcome to the call. We're so glad that you joined us this morning. Good morning. Welcome to Declare Victory. This is Bubbly. Happy Saturday. Who just joined the call?
Happy Saturday, Bubbly and family. This is Pam.
Hey, Pam. How are you? Welcome.
Thank you. How are you doing?
Good. Just out, you know, just that Saturday morning voice. Apparently, that's not my norm, but that's okay. Excuse me. Good morning and welcome to the Clear Victory. This is Bubbly. Happy Saturday.
Good
anybody
morning,
else on the call?
Good morning, Bubbly.
Hey.
It's Susie. Just got back from taking my brother to the airport, so I made it on time.
Hey, amen. Bless God. Hope his visit was a lot of fun.
It was the best ever. Best ever. I miss him already.
All right. I understand that. Amen. Good morning and welcome to the Clear Victory. This is Bubbly. Happy Saturday. Is there anybody else joining the call?
Morning, it's Dee Dee.
Hey, Sissy Pooh. Good morning.
Morning, it's Barbara.
Hey, good morning, Barb. Happy Saturday. Good morning and welcome to Declare Victory. This is Bubbly. Happy Saturday. Did anybody else join the call that would like to say good morning? Good morning and welcome to Declare Victory. This is Bubbly. Happy Saturday. Did anybody else join the call?
Good morning, Victory family. It's Pam. I love you guys. Have a blessed day.
Hey, good morning, Pam. You have a blessed day as well, and I love you right back.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Good morning. Welcome to Declare Victory. This is Bubbly. Happy Saturday. Did anybody else join the call?
Yes. Good morning, Bubbly. This is Mona. How you doing?
Hey, good morning, Mona. I'm good. How are you? Happy Saturday.
I'm okay. So happy to be woke and starting this blessed day.
Hey, amen. Good morning. Welcome to Declare Victory. This is Bubbly. Happy Saturday. Did anybody else join the call?
Good morning, Bubbly. This is Charlene.
I'm sorry, who is that?
Charlene.
Hi, good morning, Charlene. Welcome to the
call. Thank you. Happy Saturday.
Happy Saturday.
Thank you.
Good morning. Welcome to Declare Victory. This is Beverly. Happy Saturday. Did anybody else join the call that would like to say good morning?
Good morning, Bubbly. Good morning, family. It's Miss D.
Hey, my sister Soldier. Good morning, girl. How you doing? Good to hear your sound.
Yours too, sister.
Good morning. Welcome to Declare Victory. This is Bubbly. Happy Saturday. Did anybody else join the call?
Hey, Bubbly.
Yes, ma'am.
Wanted to say that this was a day that Mama Jones found her son on the porch. I just wanted to shout that out.
Okay. Then you said Mama Jones?
Lavelle's birthday, but his mama found him on the porch on today. That's all.
Oh, you know what? I can't stand you. But I say, Miss Mama Jones. Okay. Yep. You know, that's right. It sure is his birthday today. Amen. He celebrates you, brother, that God allows you to see another one. And we get to share it with you. Amen. You're going to have me laughing in my head all day now, baby. Good morning and welcome to Declare Victory. This is Bubbly. Happy Saturday. Did anybody else join the call that would like to say good morning? Good morning and welcome to Declare Victory. This is Bubbly. Happy Saturday. Did anybody else join the call that would like to say good morning? Good morning. Welcome to Declare Victory. This is Bubbly. Happy Saturday. Anybody else join the call that would like to say it? Good morning. Well, all right. Amen. It's 6:05. We have made it to that time of the morning. Before we move forward, we ask you to please mute your line so that we can proceed. Hello, my name is Deborah, a.k.a. Bubbly, and I am your hostess this morning. Thank you for joining us here on Declare Victory. We are a prayer call that meets Monday through Saturday, starting at 6 a.m. Pacific time, to edify, empower, encourage, and equip you in your walk with Christ. Please feel free to invite a friend so that they can be blessed too. This month of October, journey with us here on Declare Victory as we dive deep to seek and hear from God on His will for our lives and for His kingdom in this day and age. The theme for October is now. What are we to do now? You don't want to miss the teachings, stories, and lessons that the Declarers are preparing as they hear from God for His people. We have one announcement today. Have you been blessed by the Declare Victory prayer call? If you have, you can give a love offering to declarevictory.org or visit our PayPal account at paypal.me/declarevictory. Your donation is fully tax deductible and will help us continue to broadcast. We thank you very much and pray it be returned to you 1,000,000-fold. Amen. There were no prayer requests on the app, but we are celebrating our own Pastor Lavelle Jones' birthday today. Amen. The order of the call is the declaration will be by our own Pastor Lavelle Jones. Praying and corporate praise will be done by Brother Eric. Then we will go right into closing comments hosted by the declarer. I will repeat that. The declaration will be by Pastor Lavelle Jones. Praying and corporate praise will be done by Brother Eric. Then we will go right into closing comments hosted by the declarer. At this time, we ask you to please put your phones on mute until instructed to come off mute. You all have an awesome, blessed day in the Lord. I now pass the call to the declarer for today, Pastor Lavelle Jones. Pastor Lavelle, are you there?
Oh, I'm sorry, Bubbly. I was texting Dee Dee how much I couldn't stand her this morning. good morning, everyone. God has shown us yet another expression of His love. Another opportunity just to be alive. A day we've never seen before. A day we'll never see again in the land of the dying, on our way to the land of the living. I'm just excited today. I thank you, Bubbly and Dee Dee, for the birthday wishes today. I am elephant happy and quail glad and honeymoon glad today. God's been good to me, y'all. He's just been that good to me. Y'all, I got to check my lottery tickets to see if I won the lottery. last night. If I didn't win last night, I'll win tonight. So I'll bring the clear victory off. Don't y'all worry about it. Okay. All right. Let's jump in. Put this together last night. So if I kind of run through it, you know, I just did it. I didn't get a chance to really study it, but let's see how it goes. I looked at last night, 2 Corinthians chapter 12, verses 7 through 10. And in dealing with now, I kind of want to bless somebody today. Does somebody on the line need to hear this? And verse 7 of 2 Corinthians chapter 12 says, "And lest I should be exalted above measure through the abundance of the revelation, there was given to me a thorn in the flesh, the messenger of Satan, to buffet me, lest I should be exalted above measure. For this thing I besought the Lord thrice, that it might depart from me. And he said unto me, My grace is sufficient for thee, for my strength is made perfect in weakness. Most gladly, therefore, I would rather glory in my infirmity, that the power of Christ may rest upon me. Therefore, I take pleasure in my infirmity, in reproach, in necessities, in persecutions, in distress, for Christ's sake. For when I am weak, then am I strong." Wow. I have to admit this morning, being a preacher, being a pastor, I really have to admit that there are so many people, not just here in Sacramento or even on Declared Victory, but there are so many people across the nation that are going through so much. I mean, it seems like to me that if it's not one thing, it's another. Or if it's not a physical problem, it's a mental problem. If it's not a mental problem, it's an emotional problem. If it's not an emotional problem, it's a spiritual problem. If it's not a spiritual problem, it's a financial problem. I mean, many people deal with so much. And it seems to be a mystery when it comes to our suffering as children of God. And I really don't know if y'all have done it, but I've often asked God, and maybe some of y'all have done it too, God, why so much suffering? Why is it that good people seem to suffer and hellraisers seem that nothing ever go wrong? I mean, people that's gambling and drinking and drugging and everything else seem to stay healthy. They seem to be doing so well. Their cars seem to keep running. They don't look like they ever have any problems with their house. But people that's trying to live for the Lord, it seems like now it looks like suffering keeps coming their way. I've seen saints that have given their whole lives for the church and the cause of Christ, and diseases like cancer and leukemia and things of that nature seem to invade the privacy of their own lives. I hear them praying and have prayed for many. I've prayed for many myself, but in spite of their prayers and in spite of their closeness to God, it seems like suffering keeps coming. I've even known people who will be at church day and night and during the week and every time they can possibly come. And in spite of that, they have children still clowning. They have husbands that don't want to act right. They have wives that don't seem to love the Lord. So my question this morning, Declared Victory, now, why the suffering? Why do we have to go through so much while here on planet Earth? I mean, why does it seem the best you do is not good enough? That you go out of your way to try and please God and please people to get along in your community, and yet your name is still hung on the wings of the morning. Wow. But in spite of all the good things you do, you seem to be misunderstood. Folks will take your good deeds and take advantage of you. People you try to help are the ones that try and hurt you. The ones that you try and lift are the ones that try and tear you down. Try to do the best that you can, and you go out in the street, and it don't look like nothing happened. Get drunk, cars won't hit you. Get on drugs, and nothing seems to happen. But when you decide you're going to surrender to the Lord now, and say, for God I live, and for God I die. Now, it looks like everything seems to happen. I mean, folks do anything on the job, they never get fired, and you want to take a day off and go to a worship service, and they tell you that you can't come back no more. I mean, it looks like the load gets heavier and heavier, and you ask yourself, when is it going to end? Why do I have to continue to deal with these kinds of situations? Well, I know you're waiting on the answer this morning. I believe that God will speak to our hearts this morning, and that will give us a handle to help us go a little further even now. I don't have to ask if anybody on the line has ever gone through anything. Most of us on the line have. This is not a social gathering this morning on Declared Victory. Most of us are on the line because we have been hurt. Some of us are on the line because we are hurt. And others are on the line because we know hurt is on the way. But I want to tell you this morning that Declared Victory for me has become a spiritual hospital. And I found out that even on Declared Victory that there is healing for wounded souls. In essence, there's a balm in Gilead. And somebody said there's a stranger in the city that's healing the sin sick soul. And he'll stop by your house, and he will heal you quicker than right now and sooner than at once. The God that I serve is able. And I want you to tune into the text just for a minute, and let me just walk through it for a moment. And I promise I won't hold y'all long. Matter of fact, it's my birthday, so y'all let me just do what I'm going to do. So listen, here is a man that if I was going to award a person for having it all together, it would probably be this man. I mean, no one seemed to have it right with God like the Apostle Paul in my book. Paul had now surrendered his life. He had given his whole self to Christ to the extent that he was able to say, for me to live is Christ and to die is gain. He didn't say, for me to live is like Christ. He said, for me to live is Christ. And that means that every fiber of my energy is about Christ. Everything that I do is to magnify him, to lift, to give him glory, and to give him honor. And I found several fellows in the Bible that I could have recommended that would have had to go through these crises, but the Lord didn't select them. He selected Paul to deal with this mysterious thing called suffering. And Paul, if you will, Paul said something happened to me that didn't happen to most folks. He said, one day I received an invitation to go to a place that I have never been. I was not able to write about it. I wasn't able to discuss it. I wasn't able to talk about it. He said, I was caught up. He said, in other words, it happened at a rapid pace. I was caught up into the third heaven. And I think every saint ought to come to church every Sunday expecting to be caught up. That when you walk through the doors of the church, we should not come expecting to leave like the same way we came. Even when we come to Declare Victory every morning, 6 days a week, y'all, I really believe in my heart that we ought not expect to leave like we came. It ought to be something that should take place on the inside of our lives within the confines of this call that can revolutionize my life. We should never walk. We should never call in and say, I shall not be moved, that there's no one going to touch me, that nothing's going to happen to me. But you should walk in saying, I'm ready to surrender. I'm ready to step out of myself and let the Lord step in me. And somebody on the line this morning, know that if you open to him, that he'll step in, that he can do the unusual. He can turn a pimp into a preacher. I mean a prostitute into a missionary. God has the ability to make the difference in our lives right now. And so we should be tuned in every day, and then God will do the unusual. He will do things that he would normally do. And I don't know how y'all feel about it this morning, but all the filth and stuff I have to wade through Monday through Saturday, I need a fresh anointing every morning. I need a fresh anointing. That's why I tune in. That's why I go to church on Sunday, because I need a fresh anointing to help me make it through the rest of the week. I have to deal with all the killings that I hear on television and on the radio and all the lies and all of the jobs closing and all of the missing children and all the kidnapping and all of the divorces and all of the sickness and all of the death. I have to deal with those things all week long, and I need to stop just long enough and let the Lord lift me, because stuff will get you down today. It's a lot of stuff that can distort your mind. And if your mind is distorted, then your heart will be distorted. If your heart is distorted, your eyes will be distorted. Then your hands won't function like they need to, meaning your feet won't move like they ought to. And you can't be a vital vehicle in the venture of the ministry of Jesus Christ if you've been distorted by stuff. You missed it, let me rewind it. I said, you can't be a vital vehicle in the venture of the ministry of Jesus Christ if you've been distorted by stuff and people. Watch this. He said, I was caught up in the third heaven. He said, and I was able to experience, I was able to see and witness stuff that I couldn't even tell nobody. And so can I pause for a moment and just ask you, declare victory, has anything ever happened in your life that you couldn't tell it? I mean, spiritual stuff, something spiritual that has ever happened in your life that you couldn't tell it, because number one, if you told it, folks would think you was crazy. Number two, they wouldn't believe you. And number three, they'll start treating you funny. And let me tell you that it's not strange to have experiences with God that you can't tell. But one of these days you will be able to tell, because one of these days, all of us will be able to stand before a true and living God and be able to tell our own testimony. But one of the things that happens when you have a spiritual encounter with God, Satan will allow you to have spiritual pride. And spiritual pride is the worst kind of pride a person can have. Let me tell you how spiritual pride works. Spiritual pride will have you sitting in a pew on Sunday saying, I'm better than the person sitting next to me. Or spiritual pride will have you saying, I ain't never done that before. Or spiritual pride will have you looking strange at your brothers and sisters in the Lord. But all of us will have to say, if we were honest with ourselves now, without the grace of God, there go I. That's why I don't laugh at folks anymore who are on drugs, who are homeless, or whatever they are, because I know that without the grace of God, I could be in the same place right there. But I'm glad today that the Lord didn't look beyond my fault. He looked at my fault, and he supplied my every need. Some things you can't tell just now, but you will have a chance to tell your story after a while. So he was caught up into the third heaven, and then notice how mild manner he was. He did not say, watch this, he did not say, I got something to say. He said, I knew a man. Now, it takes a good man not to give himself credit. And you have to be careful when you start boasting about yourself. You see, some of us have what I like to call a case of acute sugar diabetes. I've seen people who are so stuck on themselves until they stand in the mirror and stare at themselves. But beauty is in the eye of the beholder. Where you think you so fine, somebody might think you pretty ugly. And I discovered that it don't make no difference what nobody else think of how you look. If you got spiritual beauty from within, it'll help you look better on the outside. I've seen some ugly folks look good when they get the Holy Ghost in them. And I've seen some folks that didn't look like nothing. But when the Lord showed enough, saved them and saturated their lives, they had beauty that was down on the inside. So Paul, number one, he had to deal with his own personal problem, but the Lord allowed pressure to be in his life. Have you ever been under pressure? Have you ever wondered what happens when you're under pressure, let me tell you what you don't do, and that's get bitter. If you get bitter under pressure, it will take you out of your character. You see, pressure is not designed to make you bitter. It's designed to make you better. Oh, last night, I can't drink soda anymore, so I'm learning to drink lemonade. I love lemonade. And so last night I was making some lemonade. And there's nothing like a freshly squeezed glass of lemonade. But to get the stuff out of the lemon, I had to put pressure on the lemons. Now, when I put pressure on the lemon, I didn't get candy out of the hole. I don't get preserves out of the hole, but what I got out of the lemon is the stuff that's in there. You see, don't nothing come out that's not already in there. And what I got out of it is the stuff that's sour. And now, when God put pressure on you, he don't get something out that ain't in there. Whatever he gets out is stuff that's in there. And as quiet as it's kept, all of us got some stuff now in us that just might be contaminating us spiritually. And what God does is add a little pressure in your life and will remove the mess and put in the rest. In other words, he takes stuff out that ought not be in you. He said, here's what happened to me. He said, lest I should be exalted above measure. Paul said, if the Lord had not sent this thing on me, I may have been walking around with my head in the air. I could have seen my sisters or my brothers if God hadn't sent this thing. And you see, you can't have too much stuff, and it will have you looking over other folks when you got too much stuff. You can have stuff, and you won't speak to certain folks. You'll think you're more important than certain folks if you got the wrong kind of stuff. And if you're not careful, some of the stuff that you got is hot. What you talking about, Joan? You sit around with hot earrings on. You got hot hair on, a hot dress on. You got some hot shoes on. You drove up in a hot car. I can understand why you fan all the time. But when God put pressure in your life, you find out who you really are. But then you find out whose you are. And that's very important, my brothers and sisters, to know who you are, but to know whose you are. Now, you need to know now that nothing is a surprise to God. That when you are going through what you're going through, God either sent it or God allowed it. And the good part about it is whatever you're going through, the results is if you don't get bitter, you'll end up better. Oh, I'm going to close right here, y'all. You see, because gold don't shine until it has gone through the fire. And you don't see a rainbow until the flood is over. For a flower to give out its best fragrance, you've got to squeeze the flower. And as quiet as it's kept, the reason that those old songs keep living is because God has his hand of pressure on somebody's life. We sing about amazing grace. And can I tell you how it came about? John Newton, when he was 9 years old, his mother died. And when he was 11, his daddy put him out. He started killing and robbing and doing everything he could. But at the age of 39 years old, the Lord saved him, gave him a chance to get it right. And after the Lord saved him and sure enough saved him, he said, I need to leave a legacy for Jones and others on Declared Victory who are coming behind me. So he dipped his pen and he thought about what it was that brought him to where he was. And that's why he penned Amazing Grace, How Sweet the Sound That Saved a Wretch Like Me. Come on, you know the rest. You see, pressure will bring out the best in you. And a whole lot of you wouldn't even speak to each other if you hadn't gone through some stuff. But many of us can testify that I've been through it, and I know that if I'm going through it, I need to have somebody who has gone through it that I can talk to. That's why I told you some time ago that you ought not get upset when folk act different than the way you act when they in worship. The word worship is worship. Watch this, worship. It means when I come to worship, I worship God based on what he's worked to me. He may not be worked to you what he's worked to me. Maybe you haven't gone through anything. Maybe you ain't had no trouble in your life, but But when you see the person next to you that they had a heart attack, cancer, son acting a fool, daughter don't know where she's at, husband left, got laid off work, the doctor said it ain't going to look good for you, and yet you show up at church and say, God brought me through. Don't expect that person to act like a person that ain't never, that ain't nothing never happened to them, and they might dance, jump, and shout, and when they rejoice, just say, I don't know what they've been through, but evidently God's been good to them. I wonder, is there really anybody on the line who really knows that God's been good to you? That if it had not been for the Lord, you'd be somewhere in a mental hospital right now. But that God of mine, out of all that I've been through, and all that you've been through to keep your mind sane, you've been able to think straight, you still got an appetite, you can still go home and sleep at night. You know, it was nobody but God that brought you through. So he said, lest I be, should be exhausted above measure. He said, there was given to me a thorn in the flesh. Now, some people say this was a spiritual, but everything he talked about was of the flesh. He dealt with some fleshly situations, because there are some things that can happen to your body that can take you out of here. And you can say what you want, but it's hard to function when the doctors say your heart is weak. It's hard to function when the doctors say, I got to remove one of your breasts. It's hard to function when the doctors say you got cancer and it's spread all over your body. Paul said, I received a message from the devil. Now watch this, and I'm through. But I've discovered that the Lord will take the devil and use him to bring a blessing. What did you say, Pastor Jones? I said it, and I'll say it again. I said, sometimes the Lord will use the devil and use him, will take the devil and use him to bring about a blessing. Now, the Lord can take that low-down devil and use him on his behalf. Now, he don't have to do it, but he can do it. And then he said, it buffet. And the word buffet, watch this, it means to take his fist and hit with a hard blow. He said, I was hit with a hard blow. In other words, the stuff that came upon me, it knocked me back. The stuff that I ran into, it knocked me off my feet. And he said, I went to the Lord three times about the same thing. And is there anybody on the line? Is there anybody on the line that said that has been praying about the same thing? I mean, you ain't changed your prayer all year long, and you've been talking to the Lord, and you say, Lord, I need your help through this. It looks like you ought to straighten this thing out for me. Lord, I can serve you better if you get this right for me. Lord, if you bring my son home, I can spend more time with you. Lord, if you make my wife act right, I can spend more time studying the word. If you bring my husband home, I can get the right spirit about worshiping. Something has happened in your life. And you said to the Lord, Lord, if you just make it better for me, I can serve you better. And it just looked reasonable to me what Paul was asking for. Rather, if God had straightened him up, he could have did a better job for the Lord. And I was waiting on the Lord to remove this thing. I was waiting on the Lord to lift the burden. But you know what the Lord did? Nothing. I mean, if the Lord wanted to, he could have removed it. He could have just spoke the word, and whatever it was, it could have left. Have you ever had sickness that you wanted healed and your sickness is still there? Or it took me a long time, y'all, and it's still taking me a long time to figure out why God won't move. I've discovered the reason he won't move, that it's for my own good. Because Psalm 106 verse 15 says, he gave them request, their request, but he sent leanness upon their soul. Now, here's why God don't give us some things, because if he gave us some things, it would damage our soul. You see, some things, if God answered our prayer, God couldn't reach us. You wonder why you ain't won the lottery? Talk about when I win the lottery, I'm going to pay my tithes. You ain't paid your tithes all year. Now you want God to bless you, and now you want to pay your tithes. If God answered our prayer, God couldn't reach us. I had to say, Now, Lord, Paul's a good man. He's been working with you and talking about you. He's been lifting up your name. How come you won't move this thing? I'm through. And the Lord said, I don't need to. I said, Lord, why you won't move this thing? The Lord said, I don't need to. I said, what do you mean, Lord? What do you mean you don't need to? And God said, have you thought about it? He's doing more with a thorn than anybody else that's doing without it. Here's a person that's sick every day, but still witnessing. Here's a person that's hurting every day, but still bringing souls to Christ. Here's a person that's got a piece of a job and still tithing. I heard the Lord say, the reason he's doing it is because my grace is sufficient. His grace has my problems. His grace, it adds mercy to my misery. His grace, it gives me fingers for my faith. He said, my grace is sufficient. And as I was studying this text last night, I looked up the word sufficient and declared victory on through when I say this. It means it's enough. And all I'm trying to tell you that God's grace is enough. You don't have to go to no palm reader. You don't have to call no psychic hotline. You don't have to go to Madam Nobody. When you get through eating this word, and they or when you go to a restaurant and when you get through eating and they say, do you want some more? You say, I've had enough. Is there anybody on the line who's had enough? Won't God give you enough? I don't care what you're dealing with. The God I serve, he'll give you enough now. May God bless you. May God keep you. Is my prayer as I pass the call. I don't know who was supposed to pray. Who was supposed to pray, Brother?
Brother Eric was supposed to be praying. If he's not available, can someone step in, please?
Father, how we bless you, how we thank you, how we lift you, we magnify you. You're God. Beside thee, there is no other God. God, we dare not forget that while we were yet in sin, you committed your love toward us and died on the cross. Not only did you die, you were buried, and early Sunday morning you rose with all power. And for that, Master, we say thank you, God. We thank you, God, for yet another expression of your love, God, another opportunity to be on this line, another opportunity to be alive, God, because my death was going on all around us last night, Master. You sprinkled the blood over our doorposts, and when the death angel saw the blood, he passed right by our house last night and said, mercy has already been declared in that place, God. God, while drunk drivers were hitting people last night, people were shooting people last night, God. People were robbing people, God. God, you saw fit, God, to keep us safe from all hurt, harm, and danger. And Master, we want to bless you right now, God. We bless you for Jesus. We bless you, God, for the blood, God. We bless you, God, because you've been good to us. The truth of the matter is, if we had 10,000 tongues, God, we couldn't even thank you enough, God. God, you've been good, God. You've made ways when there was no way, God. God, you kept us from all hurt, harm, and danger, God. You've given us the activities of our limbs, God. You kept roofs over our head. You kept our jobs, God. God, you kept us with old piece of automobiles. You kept gas in the car, God. God, just the little things that we take for granted, God. You kept our family safe, God. And I pray, God, now in the name of Jesus, that you would look on everyone on declared victory this morning, God. God, I don't want to be selfish, but I thank you for even my baby girl, my child, God, that you allowed her to get accepted to Texas Southern University, God, her dream, God, to go to an historic HBCU, God. I pray that you would touch my baby, God, cradle my baby, God, that even though she's going to be miles away from home, Master, I pray, God, that she would let her remember who you are, God. If she remembers who you are, God, she will remember who you are in her, God. And I pray not only for my child, but for every child, God, that are going to school, God. I pray for mothers, God, that are dealing with the waywardness of their children this morning, God. I pray, God, for mothers, daughters, and fathers, sons, God. I pray for every male child, God, that's walking the street, God, that's going back and forth to school, God. I pray in the name of Jesus that you would touch them, God. I pray, God, that you would touch every home, every heart represented on declared victory this morning, God. God, we need you, and we can't make it without you, God. God, you've been so good to us, God, and we pray, God, now that you'll continue to touch us, God, even as we take our phones off mute, God, and collectively praise you, God. Pray, now in the name of Jesus, God, that as we praise you together, she was such a
saint
in the name of Jesus.
And we thank you, Lord God, for this day, Lord God. Lord, this is the day that the Lord has made, and we shall rejoice and be glad. Father God, we just don't take for granted, God, that you just woke us up this morning, that you gave us another chance, Lord God. And hallelujah, yes, Heavenly Father, your grace is sufficient in everything, Lord God. All things, oh God, let us bless you and praise your name, Lord God.
Touch every home right now.
God, we just lift up the angels and lift up the palms out of our heads, Lord God. Thank you, 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 Lord God.
As we go through the rest of this call, God, I pray in the name of Jesus that you would bless us, God. You would keep us, God. You would hold us in the hollow of your hand, Master. We lift you. We praise you. We pray for everyone on this line. We pray that you move from heart to heart and breast to breast, God. Touch every home represented on this line today. Bless our visionaries, God. I pray for Dion. I pray for Tanya, God. I pray that you would touch them, God. God, and as we go into love, life, and victory, fill us with your Holy Spirit. We'll be so ever careful to give your name the praise. In the name of Jesus, we pray. Amen. Was there anyone who joined the line late and didn't get a chance to say good morning, please? Now's your time. Good morning.
Good morning, Jamila.
Good morning, Ms.
Good
Jamila.
Morning.
Anyone else?
Good morning, Pastor Lavelle. Happy birthday.
Who that is?
Gloria.
Hey, Miss Gloria.
Hello, hello, hello. God bless you.
Happy birthday, Pastor Jones.
Oh, how you doing?
I'm doing good. I'm doing great. I can't complain.
All right. Anyone else? Good morning.
Happy birthday, Pastor.
Susie Q. That's my Susie Q right there. That's my girl. That was my favorite member for her and Rick. Hey.
Love you. Have a good day.
Good morning, Ms. Barb. Love you.
Love you more.
Good morning.
Will y'all do me a favor?
God,
can somebody call Dee Dee Felder and tell her to stay off my Facebook and stuff, please. Just please. I don't like her today. Okay. Because my mama left me on the doorstep. There was a man that said good morning. Who was that?
Good morning, Pastor Lavelle. It's Brother Jeff.
Jeff, you were supposed to get back to me, Brother Jeff. I got something for you. I got something for you, okay?
Yes, sir.
I'm gonna call you. I'm gonna call you and we're gonna talk about it, okay? I got
you. Yes, sir.
I didn't forget you. Okay. All right. Anyone else?
Good morning, Pastor.
Okay. Good morning. Good morning.
Happy birthday.
How are you?
God bless you.
Thank you. I got a long day today, y'all. A friend of mine, his name is Patrick Willis. He owns the Waterfront Hotel in Stockton, and he owns the largest collection agency on the West Coast. And he was the one who bought Eddie Murphy's house up in Granite Bay, and they invited me there today to come to the house. And so I'm going there today, and then I got Harvest Festival for the kids because we don't do Halloween, and then I got my women's conference for my church, so I'm running all day on my birthday. So y'all pray for me today. I'm not preaching tomorrow, so I'm excited about that. So, all right, let's get into love, life, and victory. Were there any God moments? Anything caught your ear, your eye, your attention in the declaration? Let's go.
Good morning, brother. This is Beverly. All I can say is what caught my ear and everything else this morning was God's grace is sufficient. No matter what it is, no matter what it looks like, no matter where you've been, what you did, how you did it, His grace is still sufficient. And that's what caught my ear and my eyes and my heart this morning. I just want to thank you so much for all that you do and declare victory. And I thank God to be able to call you my brother. I love you and enjoy, celebrate you today. Awesomely.
Well, I'll tell you what, if you don't invite me to a basketball game next time, you're not my sister. I'll go with you next time. Matter of fact, Bubbly, I'll be in Vegas on the 11th, and I'm preaching on that Sunday. I think that's the second Sunday in November. I'm preaching in Vegas, so I will give you the details, okay?
Amen. Will do.
Okay. All right. Anyone else? God moments. Any God moments that caught your attention in the declaration? Because what Bubbly just said about God's grace is sufficient, it means it's enough. Out of all we go through, what He gives us is enough. Now, we don't see it like that because we want more of this, we want more of that. But the truth of the matter is, it's enough. And that's what He told Paul. Wow. Isn't that awesome? Anyone else? Come on. Anyone else?
Hey, can you hear me?
Yes.
Happy birthday, brother.
Yeah. I'm telling Mama what you said.
Whatever.
Matter of fact, when you get here next week, she's gonna be here. So.
Oh Jesus! Oh God! Okay. So listen, I'm on my way to my boot camp, but I just want to tell you for your work this morning, bruh, you were spitting so much. Oh my God! I was so proud to be your big sister. You, one thing that you touched on, when you talked about like us going to church and even get on the call and remaining the same and not changing. And thank you for just reminding me of getting recharged and refilled, going through so much during the week, and then going to church and fellowshipping, to because we do deal with a lot throughout the week. So you just blessed me with a lot of stuff, but also that change starts with us, because going to church 24/7, but your house is raggedy. And I know that's not what you said, but that's what I got out of it, because I know a lot of times we might, how do I say, I don't think we're absorbing all that we're getting. Because I know a lot of us go to really good Bible teaching churches and then declare victory. How can you not change? And you're on this call morning after morning and getting so much good word, authentic word, transparent testimonies and shares, and just all the wisdom that's poured into us each morning. I know that I'm blessed by just this call. Just you this morning, brother, just gave me so much to wrap my mind around this morning. And when I'm done with my class, I'm going to go back and study the word, and I'm going to replay the message, because I know I didn't get everything that you said because I was getting dressed, but you are just amazing. And I'm so grateful that God blessed you with 49 years on this earth. You're beautiful. I love you, brother.
I love you too. You know, Didi, let me say this, because you're totally right. But now let me tell you this. When I'm in a marriage or my children or whatever that I'm dealing with, one thing I don't want to do when I come home, I don't ever want to be Pastor Jones when I come home. Now some of y'all may miss that, because I want to be my wife's husband when I come home. My kids don't know, they don't care nothing about Pastor Jones. That's daddy. When they address me, that's daddy. And I want to be daddy when I come home, or when my kids were home with me. Let me say that, because they're grown now. But that's what I want it to be, you know. Now it's okay to bring your spiritual side home, don't get me wrong, but don't get so caught up in your spiritual side when you get home that you lose touch with reality of who you really are. Because I know some of y'all want to be missionary and everything else when you get home, but no, you don't need to be missionary or all of that when you get home. You need to be your husband's wife, or your wife's husband, or whatever the case you may be. Amen. I wish I had me a witness here.
Good morning.
Harvey, don't start.
Whatever the case may be. Okay, let me get back on course here. Good morning and happy birthday.
Thank you, darling.
I enjoyed your share this morning for this one reason, and this one reason only. That in the season of crushing, I wish there was another way, because it doesn't feel good. But I know that how I feel have changed. I've been talking about this for a minute. How, you know, a lot of it isn't rested. It isn't credit. You know, it isn't predicated on how Ravonda feels about what God has allowed me to experience. But what I have in my view, Lavelle, is where God has taken me. I'm really clear about that now, and it's the one thing I can't talk about because people probably will start acting funny.
Right.
But it
right.
is so clear in my view right now, even the steps that I have taken, the measures that I have taken, I have accepted that I have to heal, because I could very well just have stayed where I was and feel the way I was used to feeling, because I was used to feeling that way. But as the capacity for me to grow has enlarged, for lack of a better word, I just want to get a little churchy.
Uh-huh.
God, I thank him. I thank him for the press, because people would never, never, never know what was on the inside of me had it not been for the crushing times. And right now I'm under a lot of pressure, but I'm finding a thankful place. You know, it's sweet and it's bitter. You can't have one or the other, but the balance sure tastes pretty good. It's like that fresh squeezed lemonade that you talked about. how the pressure is important. It's important. And I wish I could have what he had for me some other way, a little easier, because I want to feel a little easier right now. But I know that what I'm experiencing is necessary. It wow. really, really is. You know, the necessity of the crushing, it's important. It's very important. Thank you for your share this morning. It was simple and to the point, and spoke right to the very depth of Ravonda. You know, because I wish there was another way that I could do this. You know, but I've got to keep my eye on where he's taking me, and it's necessary because someone else is gonna need what I've been through and what I've grown through.
Isn't that the same thing Jesus said? God, can we just do it another way?
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Yeah, you know.
The crushing.
Yeah.
But watch this. Watch this, RV. I posted mm-hmm. yesterday. I don't mm-hmm. know if those of you that are my Facebook friends saw this, and somebody tried to challenge me on this. I said, in your process, just know that God never uses any man greatly, meaning man, woman, greatly, until he has first hurt him deeply.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And somebody said, God hurt him or the man hurt God, right? And then somebody else said, like that, right?
Mm-hmm.
So when I say that God never uses any man greatly until he first hurt him deeply, a lot mm-hmm. of folks talk about, I want to stand where you stand, and mm-hmm. I want to sit where you sit. But mm-hmm. Jesus says, can you drink of the cup that I drink of?
Yes.
Because before he uses you greatly, he's going to hurt you deeply. Why, Jones? Because it's mm-hmm. out of that hurt and out of that pain that God mm-hmm. allows you to acceptably minister to other people, because mm-hmm. you can sit where they sit. And then
yes.
out of sorrow, sometimes God uses the spade of sorrow in order mm-hmm. to dig the well of joy. I write about mm-hmm. the name of Carlel DeBron. He says God's got to carve into you. He's got mm-hmm. to hurt you a little bit. He's not going to kill you, but he allows you to be hurt so that mm-hmm. you can contain joy, hope, and happiness. And let me give you this, and I'm done.
Mm-hmm.
Oswald Sanders says you can't drink grapes. They must be crushed.
Yes.
I'm through.
And when we look at Jesus, you know, God allowed his son to be afflicted. He gave him.
Oh,
and
yeah.
It was for the good of him. Also, it wasn't just that it was great sorrow. It was great joy, you know,
right.
for Jesus to experience what he did on our behalf. And so if he did it, if he even the question that he asked, and he was very much God, a man in the flesh, Ravonda can take it too.
And Ravonda, this too. If all we see when we look at the cross is pain, don't miss
mm-hmm.
me when I say this, y'all.
Mm-hmm.
If all you see is pain when you look mm-hmm. at the cross, then your Christian experience will continue to be a misery and never a joy.
Yes.
Because the way Jesus handled the cross was through bright perspective. The mm-hmm. Hebrew writer says he was able to endure the cross. Why? Because he had set his eyes on the joy that was before him.
Mm-hmm. Enjoy your day.
I wish I had me a witness here. Y'all gonna make me go ahead. All right, anyone else? Come on, anyone else? Any
hey.
God moment.
Hey. I have one. Actually, I want to make 3 points. Number one, when you defined grace, and uh-huh. you said it actually it means enough. That movie of Jennifer Lopez, many, many years ago, she played a victim of domestic violence in a marriage, and she
oh,
snapped
yeah,
and
right,
said,
right,
enough
right.
is enough. Uh-huh. And I was like, whoa! God's grace is enough. The second thing that you said that stood out for me is how pastors come home and they're pastors at home. Or their pastors on their job, or their pastors when they go to the grocery store, or their pastors, they are pastors everywhere they go, and it's not fair to one's family.
That's right.
You know, it's not fair to one's family to be the pastor at home, and so I understand that completely. The third thing was, happy birthday to you.
Wait, anime.
Happy
anime,
birthday
anime,
to
anime,
you.
Anime. Sing the song the way I told you to sing it.
Happy birthday, dear Lavelle. Happy birthday to you. Now listen, this is my 6:30 in the morning voice. Don't be trying to put demands on me. You being a pastor right now, I was trying to bless you.
I was being like.
Love you, brother. God bless.
I love you too. Anyone else? That was good. Thank you. That was good. Anyone else? Anyone else? Come on, y'all. We got time. I got a few more minutes. Any God moments that blessed you? How do you see God's grace in your life? How do you see God working in your life? Because it was unusual. He didn't have to remove the thorn out of Paul's flesh because Paul was doing more for him with a thorn than most people without a thorn. Oh, y'all missed that. Oh, can my question to you? Can you worship God through your trials and tribulation? Can you worship God with your thorn in the flesh, in spite of what you're going through? In spite of being laid off from work, can you still worship God? Y'all don't want to talk. Y'all wish I got lost on the way over here. No, I didn't. How do you worship God in the midst of your calamity? That's a question.
Pastor Lavelle.
This him.
You almost have to continue to worship God through the difficult times. Otherwise, you're not going to get through it.
I'm mad at you anyway.
It's okay. I love you anyway.
Because you're going to leave me like all them other suckers that I made famous.
Oh, but check this out. Check this out, though. My husband doesn't go anywhere. I can't get him to do nothing. But God took him to Reno with me the past weekend. And I was just so happy, you know, getting him up, getting him to do something. And we were looking for a senior place. And the lady took us around, showed us, and it was really nice. A brand new facility. Gave us our apartment. Then when we got home or got to my sister's house, she called us back. I'm sorry, y'all's income is too high.
Cool.
So we didn't get the place. But you know what I told my husband? I said, you know what, though? We're going to get here. Now is just not the time. If our income's too high, that means we need to buy something instead of trying to rent something. So that is what we're working on, preparing ourselves to be able to get a condo or something up there. So I'm going to be here a while because we got to get things straight. But God is so good.
So you're saying his grace is enough, even in the midst of, huh?
Yes, it is. It is.
Wow.
And, you know, I didn't get mad or frustrated or anything. I just know, you know what? Now is not the time. We got to wait. Now, I couldn't have said that 5 years ago.
Wow.
And I give that credit to you and everyone that speaks on this line. And my pastor's awesome, too. But this line is such a blessing. This is why when I can, I do donate because this line is just like a lifeline for some people. And not that I've talked to Deanna or Tanya or anybody. If you are blessed on this line, if it ain't but $10, you really need to support this line because it's a lifeline. Where
Amen.
You're being taught, you do need to spend some money. I'm not saying send your tithes there. But where you're being taught, if someone teaches you, you need to give them something. Oh, God is so good. Thank you, Lord. Happy birthday, Pastor Lavelle. Have an awesome day today.
Thank you. Man, thank you so much. All right, anyone else? Anyone else? Anyone else? Oh, y'all quiet this morning. Come on.
Good morning, Pastor Lavelle. This is Sister Shantae.
Sister Shantae.
Good morning and happy birthday. Praise God for another day, a new day. You're very welcome. I like the scripture that says, let everything that has breath praise the Lord. So when you take your focus off of your problems and your situation and you just focus on Jesus
and just be thankful for what you already have, that helps me to just be thankful that God woke me up to see another day. It's not about me. It's about him. I'm alive. I have a beautiful son, you know, so it's a blessing to be able to commune with God whenever, 24/7, intimately, and to be thankful for what you already have. God just continues to bless me. He inhabits the praises of his people. So I know it works. I don't do it. I love doing it because I just enjoy God's presence. And I just, some people be looking at me like I'm crazy, but I love praising God. Have a blessed day.
Oh, bless your heart. Bless your heart. Bless your heart. Awesome. 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 I need y'all to really be in prayer for me too, because y'all know I haven't worked since March, and everybody keeps saying, Pastor, your church can sustain you, you know, but y'all, when I tell y'all I'm a man, I'm a real man, I'm a pastor, but I work a full-time job too, and I'm not coming down on no other pastor that don't, that's their choice, but when I retire, I'm going to have a double retirement plus my Social Security, okay, so I'm going to live good when I retire, but what I said that to say, I got a release to go back to work, y'all, and I just, Y'all know my passion about being a garbage man, because, you know, it pays well and it's a great, great career, great retirement stuff. So y'all pray for me, because I'm getting ready to go back to work in just a couple weeks. So y'all pray my strength in the Lord for that. All right. All right. Anyone else real quick? And then we're going to close out at 7:04.
Pastor,
anyone?
Bill, this is Sister Caroline. Good morning.
Good morning, Sister.
Happy birthday, first of all. Happy birthday.
Thank you.
You're welcome. And that's a good question. How do I worship God no matter what? I'm going through some stuff, but I can't do nothing but praise him and thank him. And I just appreciate everyone's share about that, because it's true. All I have is him, so I better keep opening my mouth. I better praise him in my circumstance and be thankful. I needed that this morning. Thank you so much.
Wow, praise God for you. Amen.
Amen. For Linda in Georgetown, Kentucky, just gave, and she says, hey, love is the best remedy for when.
I'm sorry, somebody from Georgetown, Kentucky, somebody did it? Oh, maybe that was somebody's TV. Okay. All right.
Hey, Pastor Linda.
Hey.
This is Gloria.
Hey, Gloria.
You know that song, Count Your Blessings, Name Them One by One?
Name them one by one. See what the Lord has done.
Yes. So one of the things that we can do as when we're going through stuff is, the more we focus on the negative, the more down and the more it begins to entrap us, or the more the enemy is allowed to entrap us in it. So we've got to focus in on the good things, focusing on God and all of his abundant blessings towards us, and all of how, according to the word that you taught this morning, how his grace is sufficient, even in the midst of our weaknesses, that no matter how bad things seem like they are, they're never more than all of the good and all of the grace and all the mercy and all the tender loving kindness that God has bestowed upon our lives. So that's one of the things that does help us to overcome and to endure. So God bless you. Enjoy your birthday.
So are you saying all of my good days outweigh my bad days?
Yes, sir. That's what I'm saying.
No, that's right. So I won't complain. Amen. Amen. Listen, I have a book right here, and I want to encourage everyone on this line to go get by Dr. Tony Evans, Returning to Your First Love, Putting God Back in First Place. And I will post it in the Victory Room or what have you. But you've got to go get this book, Returning to Your First Love, because so many of us, let me tell you something. Let me tell you what destroyed my marriage. What destroyed my marriage was becoming complacent, knowing that she was just going to be there. Just knowing and taking for granted that she's going to be there every day. And not doing anything to rekindle. Somebody needs to put your phone on mute while you get in the car. Not rekindling the flame and all of that. you know, it literally destroyed my marriage because I was complacent and wanted to be Pastor Jones all the time and stuff instead of being my wife's husband and things like that, you know. And it took a toll, and until it came to the point where it wasn't there anymore. And y'all, we can come complacent even when it comes to God. And so we need to go back and remember our first love, putting God back in first place in our lives. Because you do know that whatever you put before God becomes your God. You wonder why God takes some husbands, he takes some kids and things like that out of our lives? Because we put the children, we put the husbands, the wives, we put things and people in front of God. And God can have nothing and nobody in front of him. So I want to encourage you to return to your first love and love God with your whole heart. Amen. No other questions, no other comments, nobody? Okay.
Good morning.
I want y'all to...
Good morning, Pastor.
Oh, good morning. Hey, Pam, go ahead.
Happy birthday to you.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm. Good morning, family. I was just thinking, I don't know, it's such a trip how you were just talking about the first love, because before you even said that, I was going to speak about, you know, how I get into, you know, worshiping God. If I'm going through a time, I was going to share what I do, and that's music. You know, if I, you know, even if I'm like, doing anything, working, or I can turn on, I'm still kind of old school, y'all got to hit me up to some new music, but I'm listening to my Kirk Franklin, and I was just listening to an old CD that he had, and it had that song in it that's been speaking to me, like, it's a trip, like, throughout this whole process. There's a song on there about returning to your first love, so I just wanted to share that, you know, music, you know, that Bible-based Christian music, the Kirk Franklin, that stuff gets me going, and that helps me in worshiping the Lord. That's all. Happy birthday again, and have a blessed day, everyone.
Amen. Praise God. Praise God. Today is going to be a little bittersweet because today is going to be my last day doing declarations to probably after the first of the year, because I just have to get myself together. I got some things going on at church. We're purchasing a building. My church is buying its first building. So y'all keep me in prayer for that. So I've asked Moni to take me off the schedule till after the first of the year, because I got to get acclimated back to work and things like that. And but if there's somebody need me to fill in for them or something like that, I'm more than happy to do that, all right? So I love every last one of you. Thank you so much for the birthday wishes. Thank you for listening in. Beyond the Midwife Jackson, I know you're listening. I love you to pieces. And girl, I promise you, it ain't nothing you can do about it. I love you to heaven and back, girl. I sure do. That is my heart, my heart, my heartbeat, okay? So you all have
good morning.
A great...
Excuse me.
Oh, I'm sorry.
I hate to interrupt you, Pastor Jones. This is Lady Janae Jones of Greater Harvest. Hi, how are you?
Good.
I just wanted to get on and say you're amazing, and you did an amazing job, and I love you, and happy birthday.
Thank you.
You're
Thank
welcome.
Thank you so much.
And that you have great choice in women. You picked an amazing wife.
Bless you.
Okay, go ahead and close them out, sweetie.
Everyone have a great day. I love every last one of you. And you guys remember to keep us in prayer, keep me in prayer, keep our church in prayer. And again, if you need me for anything, to do a declaration or anything that someone can't make it, please let me know. I love every last one of you. Have a great day.
Thank you. Again, God bless.
Bye-bye.
Okay.
God bless.
Love you.
God bless. Everybody have a great day.
Happy birthday, Pastor.